Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Michael Madigan has taken the stand to testify in his own defense in his federal racketeering and conspiracy trial. The dramatic and unexpected move Tuesday carries a lot of legal risks for the former Illinois House Speaker. All four of Madigan's adult children were in the front row of the courtroom. Madigan began his testimony saying he never demanded anything of value in exchange for official action. A measure that cleared the Illinois legislature will make it easier for foster children to live with family members. The Kinship in Demand Act ensures kids are placed with family whenever possible and increases state financial and logistical support to help them get there. Republican State Representative Stephen Reich of McHenry, a frequent critic of the state's Department of Children and Family Services, says this is a great start.
It's long overdue. We're going to have to keep our eye on what's going on with this bill. We're going to have to look at the rulemaking. We're going to have to look at what DCFS is doing with it. But I do believe that this is a step forward that we can all be proud of.
The measure also makes it easier for relative caregivers to receive more federal matching money. Next up, Governor J.B. Pritzker will consider it once lawmakers send it to him. Tickets are now available for Chicago Theater Week. This year's week of discounts runs February 6th through 16th. With most tickets priced between $15 and $30. The 2025 list has 91 productions, including the Chicago premiere of the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Fat Ham at the Goodman Theater. The week goes beyond traditional plays, with tickets available this year for Hubbard Street Dance, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Lyric Opera, and Second City. The Chicago Bears brass are reaffirming their confidence in general manager Ryan Poles and his ability to find the best choice to be the team's new head coach. Chairman George McCaskey has been down this road four times before in his 13 years leading the Bears, but says between Poles and President Kevin Warren, he believes this will be the time they get it right. Various media reports say the Bears have already requested interviews with more than a dozen candidates. Weather for today, partly sunny, cold, high of only 27. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.